Have you ever looked upward at a house on tall stilts? This child carries a heavy basket, looking up at the wooden home above. A ladder leads safely to the door. Living this high keeps people safe from dogs that wander by at night. Some people live right where they work. This woman runs a small shop from her home. A buyer leans closer to see her goods, while children sit nearby, watching plates of freshly cooked food. An older man rests calmly beside a pile of green produce. The woman smiles warmly and hands a ripe treat to a thankful child. Some people choose to share one big home. Children race and play beneath the raised house, sounding lively and cheerful. Two adults watch over them closely. Even a small pet sleeps calmly on the ground nearby. Sharing chores and looking after each other makes childhood feel safe and warm. Some people like to live closer to town. This woman proudly runs a stand with fresh food stacked brightly in the sun. A buyer reaches forward for a snack while a boy on a bike waves as he rides by. The cheerful woman always has plenty for the whole town. In a big city, some people live in smaller homes stacked inside a tall building. At one window, a woman sits at her sewing machine while a child stands close beside her, watching closely. Clothes hang on a rack behind them, and a fashion poster shines brightly on the wall. She must use every corner to make her cozy home fit in one small room. Some houses have a garage right under the home. Inside, a worker crouches beside a big bike, fixing it with tools hung neatly on the walls. Outside, a child quickly rolls a tire along the ground while a small dog watches. Keeping a big bike in top shape takes hard work. Some people live on houseboats that float on peaceful water. Three children enjoy the wooden deck. One holds a fishing net over the railing. A second sits calmly at the side, and a third stands near potted plants. A small boat bobs close by, ready to bring supplies from shore. The cheerful children watch little fish dart swiftly below the deck. "And that," said the teacher, tapping the board with her pointer, "is why every home is just right for someone." One boy stared closely at the row on the board. "Which home would you pick?" the teacher asked. Every eager hand shot swiftly upward. "If you could choose any of these homes, which would you pick? A tall house on stilts? A houseboat on the water? A cozy cabin or a cheerful little shop? Each home fits its own way of living. Finding your home one day is half the fun. There are so many lively spots to live."